So, yeah, the door.
Do you guys want Allison to walk around so you can see it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, sure you can do that.
Circular tour.
So,
she does a beautiful job of walking.
This year, I really wanted to know more about Indigenous perspectives and issues and really understand their perspective on things, because I was really quite ignorant last year and didn't know many things, and this course has really helped me do that. And so this is kind of what I visually represented of how what I've learned through the course and how Indigenous peoples have been affected by our imposition of our society upon them. So in the middle there, that woman kneeling with the feather in her hand, which is a symbol of peace, that's from the New Brunswick anti-fracking protest, which this is kind of culminating on. So that's how we are, you know, just destroying their land through these corporations, when through treaties we really have no right to do so, and how they just want peace for the land. And then so I represented a holistic style of farming. Dakota gave me inspiration for this little bit there.
That's why you plant all our weeds and everything.
And then an example of pristine wilderness. And then up here I kind of have some pine trees, and then there's a residential school and a pump jack, to kind of how we have imposed our culture upon the nature and the culture of them. And then a drum singer, and then the symbol of I Don't Know More, as it all kind of focuses on that.
Bravo.
Yes.
Did you study
questions
art?
Or comments? Yes.
Have you studied art?
It's my minor, and I'm taking it through at school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you can really see
gorgeous.
It.
Right.
Yeah, your skill is coming through.
The upstretched hand with the feather, it reminds me of like a power symbol, almost like from the Black Panthers.
And that's the funny thing. Everyone's like, you know, like black power, white power, and like it's kind of like you'll see as a symbol like that, but how holding the feather in that is actually a symbol of
peace.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's a contrast where people think that's, you know, that they're asking for power, they're actually asking for peace.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it shows like their strength in what they want, but not in a violent method.
Yeah.
Well, I like how the woman kneeling, she's holding it like with her
fingers.
Yeah, like it's not.
Mm-hmm.
It's softer.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. I was wondering if there would be a place where this could be put, because the picture itself tells the whole story without needing dialogue. If, I don't know, in the foyer, or if there's different places where this would just be a powerful statement.
I was wondering the exact same thing.
Sign it and frame it.
I think it'd be really important to have it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
I don't know whether everybody here knows, but the university has committed $1 million to actually have an Indigenous meeting place and support on campus.
Oh,
wow.
Great.
Wow. Sign it, say, Spirit of the Land, so we have the historical reference.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. You know, it would be really neat if you could, like, digitize it and then make copies for each person in the class.
I can do that. If you would like one, Linda.
I would. I want one too.
Yeah. I would like to share.
No, that would be wonderful.
$5
a book.
Yeah, just take a photo of it.
Oh, yeah, enough.
Corporate is coming.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You can put it on the website.
Yeah.